when you look at it from a legal point of view, and we, you know, people talk about the mob of that, you know, era, you know, the 30s to the 60s and all of that. How do you, the Jewish mob, the syndicate, whatever you, what do you say to that?
Well, how do you say no to Mo Dalitz, who gave us My Temple? Herb Togman, who owned the Stardust and got fined $2 million, he and Al Sachs. Alan Glick, who helped make a career, and Billy Weinberger at Caesars, and Alan Glick at the Stardust. I mean, okay. I mean, it's just the way it was.
Yeah.
And dealing with the Jews that ran the MGM when I was a special master. And the Jews that ran, it wasn't Hilton, but it was a Jewish guy from California. Henry Lewin ran the Hilton when everything was going on there. And his son later ran the Riviera, and Jeff Silver, who was a good friend of mine, was the president of the Landmark. One of the breaks I got, I was in justice court one day, and the fire alarm went off, and I was walking down the street, and I had dealt with a banker named Gary Baldwin. And I was walking down the street, and Gary says, "Mike, what are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm just doing a criminal case." He said, "You know anything about a labor law?" I said, "Yeah, sure." And he was the president of the Landmark Hotel, may it rest in peace. And a blessed memory, as they say. And he asked me to do labor relations. So I did some labor law on management side for the Landmark and learned a lot. I lost tremendously at first to culinary and operating engineers and teamsters, but I learned how to do it. And I became pretty good at it. And I did that for a number of years. And then, you know, I was always close with the unions. I came, when I ran for office, I was interviewed by the AFL-CIO, and I told him my mother had worked for the Teamsters. I had worked for the Teamsters when she was putting the stores together. Mm. It was Teamster money that put those stores together throughout the country. And she got me a job one summer as a Teamster digging ditches. And my aunt, who passed away, was very active with the International Ladies Labor Garment Workers
Union.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very active with that. So I said, if you're not going to endorse me, a Jewish liberal from St. Louis, whose mother did this and whose aunt did, who are you going to endorse? Sure enough, I got the letter. You're endorsed. And ever since that time, I've always had union support and always really believe in unions. We're where we are today in this country because of unions. Unfortunately, with the conservative movements, they're not very well accepted anymore, unions. It's really a shame.